Good morning, Chad Moyer with you here on 840 KTIC, and it's time for our weekly market update with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska. And Roy, here we find ourselves after Husker harvest days. It's in the middle of September, and we are just getting day after day getting so much closer to a soybean harvest, huh?
That's true. It is getting that time to watch for soybeans to be ready to harvest here in Cass County, and I suspect probably most of eastern Nebraska. The beans still have some leaves on, so we're a few days away from being ready to harvest beans. There has been a little bit of corn combined. The earliest one was started about a week ago, but it's just a matter of a very handful of people that are trying to get a little bit of a jump on to get some of those acres out of the way. And the corn harvest, I guess, is going all pretty well. I haven't talked to anybody to find out what the moisture is, but I'm going to guess it's in the upper 20s. And so you don't go too fast when it's like that.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, let's kind of hit on the markets here, and kind of an interesting week in the markets, and a little bit of recovery in the grains, and kind of has some people asking if we got the harvest low a few weeks early, huh?
That's right. Farmers that have followed my strategies over the years, it's based on historical price trends, are saying, well, is it possible that we could have already seen the harvest low? And my answer to that is yes, it's possible, but it's not very probable. The other night when I was catching up my charting for the dead cat bounce, looked like from low to high, the corn market had been 15 to 18 cents a bushel off the low. That's certainly not enough to call it a dead cat bounce, and also not enough to say that what we've seen is a harvest low. Chances are that for soybeans at least, and probably with corn also, we'll see the market kind of swoon away a little bit and go back and test those old lows. And, you know, frankly, we hope that it does, and that old lows hold, because that will be an indication that we've seen the harvest low.
Yeah, we've got a couple of weeks to the long-term date on soybeans. First couple of days there in October, I think you said, and then more often than not, what, late October, early November for corn?
Yeah, more likely that we'll see that pattern. The low in the corn market can come any time, but the probability is that it's going to be later than the soybeans, and maybe not much later. You know, it could be a couple of days or whatever. But anyway, I track my signal to sell corn off of the soybean chart, just because it has a tendency to be more reliable around that October 2nd time period.
You and I were kind of chuckling before we went on the air here, and that you have started a dead cat bounce chart just in case, huh?
Well, you really need to start it middle of September, because you need to have 15 days before the harvest low. And so if the harvest low is the 2nd of October, which, you know, usually is, we need to be tracking the dead cat bounce sometime around the end of the first week in September. And of course, we're already past that. So I look at the chart, but you don't get much of a chart when you're only talking about, at the very most, 15 days. But at least we hope it's kind of the beginning of a trend higher, and that'll just keep right on going up until we get into the full harvest, and especially if we get into the harvest where most of the beans are gone and most of the corn is still out there. Why, that's when we are most likely to see the full effect of the dead cat bounce.
All right, very good. Good discussion here this morning, Roy. If folks want more information from you, how can they get it?
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address. SoyRoy.com, my website.
All right, very good. Always good to talk to you. Thank you much. We'll talk to you again next week, okay?
I'll look forward to it.
All right, that's Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update markets every Friday morning here on KTIC. Chad Moyer reporting.